gotta have soul.
I associate myself with Vogue magazine, like I associate myself with Albert Einstein. If Vogue and Einstein were in one room discussing Prada and pie, I wouldn't have much genius to add to either conversation. But the acceptance that I'm a simple jeans and sneakers consumer doesn't stop me from buying the occasional Vogue magazine. Why the purchase when I don't aspire to wear the Uber fashions and overpriced strips of linen and leather? Because I like the pretty pictures. While flipping through a recent issue, thick as a phone book, I developed tunnel vision and focused primarily on the pages with shoes. Many of the styles would be perfect for women with the polymer stance of a Barbie doll. One pair that stand out, pun intended, have immeasurably high heels and are bent in the middle at a severe right angle. I'm a fairly typical woman. If I slip on a pair of heels, I instantly feel great. Not only am I taller, but I'm thinner. According to the charts, my weight and height are magically the ideal specs for a 21-year-old in perfect health. Perhaps shoes are being sold solely for closet ornamentation. One fact is obvious. Many of the shoes splashed across Vogue's pages are not designed for long walks. If I slipped on a pair for a night out, I'd need an airlift from the parking lot to the restaurant entrance. From there, a host would have to carry me to my table. But my feet would look divine. And for the few seconds I could totter to a standing position, my legs would look even better. Immobility is a small price to pay. I smiled after hearing the latest fashion quote.
Your feet are the new face.
For anyone with bunions, corns, and a medley of foot or nail fungus, this is one dismal discovery. The announcer went on to ask,
how far would you go to fit a stunning stiletto? Would you shorten a toe? Inject collagen into your heels? Shave down a bone to achieve the perfect pits?
Ooh, I fret over an impending teeth cleaning at the dentist's office. The odds that I'll be willingly anesthetized to cosmetically alter my tootsies are as likely as me owning that $1,000 pair of Manolos or Louis Vuittons. Someone in the shoe industry did a survey and discovered that 37% of women would wear high heels, even if their feet were uncomfortable. Those shoe industry moguls must be the same brains behind the term toe cleavage. I'm not sure what toe cleavage is, but I hope I don't have to start buying a bra for that. Worse, would I need 10 of them? If Einstein were alive today, the equation for pi would need some reformatting. Energy E equals mass M times the speed of light C squared.
As in square toe pumps and wedge heels are what's sizzling hot for this fall season.